Howdy, everyone. Today's March 12th, 2017. I'm Arby, and you're listening to a Hobosode, which is sponsored by Cody. Thank you, Cody. I want to tell some people to hang up the phone today. So I looked through my directory lists and stuff that people have sent me over the years, and I found one here from Brown Magic, and it's a church list, and I'm not going to do any church calls. I'm just going to tell people to hang up the phone. Brown Magic sent this to me back in April of 2016, almost exactly a year ago. And he wants me to do stuff about Muslims being a guest next Sunday, and women will need to wear a hijab, whatever the hell that is. Send them to collections for their lack of tithing. Brown Magic says, whatever, just have fun with it. So since he's given me permission to do whatever, I'm just going to tell people to hang up the phone. And this isn't going to work on these people, because they're just going to hang up. Because Christians, they don't get angry. They don't argue or curse or anything. So what's the point, right? And these phone numbers are all in the 814 area code, which just happens to be the same area code as the PLA voicemail line. So just for fun, I've set my caller ID to the PLA voicemail. And maybe we'll get some funny callbacks from these people.
Hello?
Hello, Julie.
Yes?
Hey, hang up the phone. Hang it up. Just hang it right up.
Who is this?
Oh, hey, don't worry about who it is. Just hang up the phone.
How do you know my name?
Look, I'm just asking you to hang up the phone. That's all. Hang it up. Hang it up right now. See? She just hung it right up. Let's call her husband. See if her husband hangs it right up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Damn it. Mike's not picking up.
Hello?
Hey, hang up that phone. Hang it up.
What phone?
You hang it up. The phone in your hand. Hang it up.
Why?
Because I said so. Hang it up.
Why are you calling my wife's phone?
Hey, don't worry about it. Just hang it up. I don't want to talk to you.
No.
Yes. I command
don't
you.
Don't fuck yourself.
Hey, you can't say that. I'm a Christian.
Who is this?
Well, just hang up the phone and stop cursing at me.
You called my wife's phone. I have every right to.
Well, I'm commanding you to hang up your wife's phone. Just hang it up.
Why don't you hang up yours and stop calling her?
Hey, I don't have time for this. Just hang up the fucking phone.
You hang up your phone.
No, I refuse. I won't do it. You hang up yours.
You called her.
No, you're hanging up. I'm not going to hang up. You're going to hang up.
Excuse me, sir? No, I'm calling the cops right now.
For what?
For harassment.
No, it's not harassment. I'm telling you to hang up, and you won't hang up. You're the one harassing me.
No, I'm not.
You are, too. Then hang up the phone.
You called my wife's phone.
It doesn't matter. I'm
yes, it does. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I called by accident.
Well, then you can hang up.
Well, no, you hang
by
up.
By accident.
I'm not hanging up. That wouldn't be an accident, would it? If I hung up.
But still, you can hang up.
No, why don't you hang up?
I don't know why you called us.
Well, I don't know what your problem is. You should just hang up the fucking phone.
Because I keep getting everybody to fucking calling my wife.
Like,
they're stupid fucking bill collectors.
Well, I'm not a bill collector, okay? Oh, he hung up. The church had the phones backwards. That was supposed to be his phone. So since there was a mistake there, I think I should call the other number now and ask him to hang that one up. Hang it up.
Quit fucking calling us.
I'm just saying, hang it up. And
how'd you get my number?
It was a mistake. I didn't mean to dial it. Just hang up.
A mistake my ass, dude. You just called my wife. Now you just called mine?
Well, it was a mistake. I didn't mean, I just dialed the wrong number. I'm trying to call my grandma.
Your grandma, my ass, sucks canal water, dude.
What?
Yeah, whatever. Hang up the phone.
You take that back.
No.
Look, just hang up, okay? Just hang up.
No, I want to know who you're trying to find.
My grandma, and like, I don't appreciate what you said about her.
Well, I would like to know how the hell you dialed my number and my wife's number.
It was just
within 5 fucking minutes.
It was just a misdial. I slipped off of one
misdial
digit.
Misdial twice? Yeah, rush.
Look, just hang up the phone, okay? Just hang it up.
No.
You better hang it up.
His grandmother, supposedly. He won't say her name.
Hey, stop.
He won't give me no fucking name.
Tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up, okay? And then hang up the phone.
Why don't you go tell your fucking grandma to go fuck herself? Because that's my mother.
My grandma's your mother?
Yeah, my mother is your grandma.
What? That can't be true. Wait, that makes you my brother? Wait, no. Are you?
Don't worry what this makes me.
Are you my cousin? I'm so confused.
What's your name?
Oh, hey, don't worry about my name. Just hang up the fucking phone.
Well, so I can tell your grandma who this is.
No, I'm just going to try and dial again. I think I'll get her. I'll get it right this time.
Well, then you better.
I will. Okay, hang up the phone now. Hurry up.
Go fuck yourself.
I don't have all day. Just hang it up. Wow, that was not a Christian attitude from Dan at all. So this directory, it's only 2 pages long, and most of these people aren't answering. I'm getting a lot of wrong numbers. So maybe it's an old directory. I blame Brown Magic. But at least there was that guy. That was pretty amusing. Anyway, here's page 2. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, hang up the phone.
Huh?
I said hang up the phone. Hang it up. Right now. You hang that phone right up. I know you're still there. I hear you breathing. Hang it up. Hello? No, Bruce hung up. Next, we're going to try Vic and Nancy.
Hello?
Hey, Vic, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I said so. Hang it up.
Okay.
Hurry up. Good job, Vic. Let's see how Nancy does.
Hi, I'm not available at the moment.
Nancy's not available at the moment.
Hello?
Hello, Pete?
Yeah?
Hey, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I command you to. Hang it up. I win that round. Here, let me give myself a ding. And maybe some applause, so I feel good about myself for making an old man hang up the phone.
Welcome to AT&T. Para español, oprime el ocho.
What the hell?
You can speak to me in complete sentences.
Wow, this guy's phone number apparently rings directly into the AT&T call center. How does that happen? That was just a regular phone number I dialed. And that was also the last number on the list. So the show is officially over. Oh wait, it's not over yet, because I have to go over to the voicemail section. There probably won't be a lot of stuff in there since, you know, only a couple people really answered. But let's see if we got any callbacks. Oh, only one. And I think it's from that guy that was yelling at me a bunch. And it's a 4-second voicemail. Let's see if there's anything in it. Nope. Just him breathing heavily and hanging up the phone, like he should, like I commanded him to. As long as we're here, though, let's listen to a voicemail.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
Baloney Maloney.
It's Baloney Maloney, you guys.
Boy, that was a lot of ringing. Anyways, I wanted to, I just listened to the Hoblisode with, where you were calling Craigslist ads and telling people that you were not interested in their items.
I enjoyed that.
You seemed really discouraged at the end of that, like it was an experiment gone wrong. But I want to say that I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. It's just, you know, I just had bad luck that day. I think I could try it probably a different day and it would be amazing.
You should do more. Even if, you know, people are hanging up quickly or not really, they don't really seem annoyed, it's just the simple fact that you called them and let them know that I don't know. I loved it.
That's right.
Do more, please.
Okay. I'll do it.
Thank you, Brad.
Just for you.
Oh shit! What was it? So long, fuck boy.
Yeah. So long to you too, fuck boy. Good old Baloney Maloney, my favorite fuck boy. Wow, that sounded bad. That's the end of today's Hobosode, though. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Cody, for sponsoring this episode.
Your grandma, my ass sucks canal water, dude.